Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
All right, we're about to go around the NFL here in the loop on Sports Radio 610, but I feel bad because I forgot the biggest peacock moment. When your team wins one of those island games just on prime time, you know, take you back to Monday Night Football last year, Texans, Cowboys, and you just running them boys in the fourth quarter, that'll get you to walking around pretty chest first.
I was thinking about that big, like, what's a recent really good high-level – oh, you know, the first one that popped into mind, like when TCU beat Michigan in the playoff.
Oh, yeah.
When you get an upset, when like, oh, TCU is going to get run off the floor, off the field. Boy, you peacock. Like, yeah, we did that. We did. When you get that big upset.
Yeah, yeah. I felt like we was kind of peacocking when the Texans beat the Browns.
That's
playoff game because nobody was expecting that, especially after the last time they played.
Yeah, they got lit up.
Yeah.
Hell, even when they got the Chargers this past year, the way that people were talking about, oh, nah, the Chargers. Remember,
Rex Ryan?
Yeah. People were picking the Chargers a lot. This.
Rex Ryan said they had a bye week.
Yeah.
Sick
That's
behavior.
Right. That was sick, man.
That's right.
That was so bad. What was he thinking?
What was he thinking?
Because the Texans wasn't that damn bad.
No.
Do you think they learned their lesson?
No. Not Rex Ryan. Not Rex Ryan.
All right. Let's go around the NFL now. We had three. Count them, three preseason football games yesterday to watch, and the first of which we said was a point of interest because it's a division opponent. Mm-hmm. It's the Colts versus the Ravens. I see you putting out your pinky because the big thing that happened there
was going that way.
Anthony Richardson, who started in this game, left this game with a dislocated pinky on a play that could only be described as him being mollywopped by an unblocked rusher.
Yeah.
And I didn't grab audio of it because there was a number of people that had it, but it was very clear that was not the offensive line fault. That was not Shane Steichen's fault. Like, that was, as much as this is going to be a day-to-day injury, I think that was yet another indicator that Anthony Richardson is not it, because that is very simple, probably like college level, if not high school level.
You learn that in high school.
Like, you know, adjustment to pass rushes, and he just did not have, didn't have his eyes in the right place. He didn't acknowledge the hot route. He did not understand the basics of what was happening in front of him. And this is what year? How many years are we into this? How many times has he had? How much time, rather, has he had working with quarterback coaches, working with coaches in general? And he just still don't get it.
Yeah, look, I thought there were some things that people can over.
You got to get the CDLs now, man.
Yeah. I think there were some things that happened yesterday that people are going to overreact to, and I get it. It's not an overreaction to say what you just said. Anthony Richardson is not it. You know, I don't think so. That was high school level stuff, man. And the internet went nuts with, and I'm talking like the Orlovskys of the world and the, you know, the Brants of the world and the guys that are respected and coaches. Like, what were you? It was high school.
Get your CDLs, buddy.
Yeah, the three people I saw talking about it, Kurt Warner, Chase Daniel, and then I think Jeff Schwartz.
I saw Orlovsky. And
and they all broke it down the same way, like that very basic. They made it very clear what was happening there. And, you know, the way that they slid the line is what you do. You know, now you're hot off of this one defender who is, you know, the least the least dangerous of the two that are remaining.
Yeah.
You got to know that that's your key guy. If he's coming, you have a hot guy.
You know your back is going to be in the flat.
Back is in the flat, giving you eyes. That's where you go with the football. Like, it's easy to diagnose. This is just bread and butter type stuff, and he was looking the entire opposite way from where he should have been looking.
Like,
he got hurt, and I guess if you want to make jokes about that, you can. That all here he is doing the thing again where he gets hurt. I think more importantly is that he can't diagnose the most simple of situations to get himself.
I completely agree. I 100% agree on that.
Was there anything else in that game that caught your attention between the Colts and the Ravens? The Ravens got a win for whoever cares. I was a little sad to see my guy DJ Giddens, K-Stater, running back. He was fine. He wasn't all that incredible in this
game.
The
Ravens seem to have a punt returner that looks like Deion Sanders.
LaJonte Wester?
LaJonte Wester. I was like, there were a couple of moments in these games where I went, oh, great. Oh, great. The Ravens have another weapon. Because he looked legit. And then they've been saying some good things about him. He went, was it 78 yards? Or he went the distance on a punt return. It might not have been that far, but he went the distance on a punt return. Had
87.
87?
Yeah.
Good gracious. I had the numbers right. I just had them inversed.
Right.
No, I think he's going to be, you know, another weapon for the Ravens, and that's an AFC power.
You talk about weapons. That Keaton Mitchell cat, running back, he does look really good. And I've heard kind of people talking about him out of camp. But getting a chance to see him a little bit, I was like, okay, I see what you're talking about. He looks like he'll be a nice addition to that.
Yeah.
Speaking of running backs, one that I think are people overreacting, Ashton Gentry, who is, I mean, very, very highly regarded, drafted high up in the first round, was trying to track down Barry Sanders' college record last year. You know, with all of that highly touted, nature, he steps in with the Raiders, and he gets all of three carries and was a negative one yards. And he is done for the day. What's your feeling on what Ashton Gentry provided?
Well, that's why I said that there's going to be some overreactions, but the Anthony Richardson one was not. This one is. Look, man, three carries. Three carries, backups on the offensive line. Not completely. I think there was one or two started. But either way, I wouldn't worry too much about Ashton Gentry. And at minimum, I certainly wouldn't draw any comparisons. And, you know, some of the criticisms that he was getting last night.
So that offensive line was putrid last night.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a play where he's handing the ball off and he's looking eyeball to eyeball.
3 yards
the defender.
Deep. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
3 yards deep. So that's tough. But on top of that, it did make me think, though, Ashton Gentry, while I loved him, like we gave updates on him all the time last year, and he is a very good running back, he did kind of work his way into games at times.
Mm-hmm.
And I do wonder.
No, that's true.
I do wonder if that is more of a part and parcel of who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how much you need that in the league. Obviously, there's a place for that, especially if a team is willing to lean into that for you. But if they don't, if they're not a team that's like, hey, we're gonna get you the carries to get you up to speed so that you can be that type of guy.
No,
I do wonder
point.
if that limits his ceiling ultimately in the NFL.
I don't know if it'll limit his ceiling. They know this. I mean, it was obvious just as a casual college football fan, if you watched him, he's one of those better in the second half than the first half guys. I think way too hasty on Ashton Gentry.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Was there anything else that you wanted to make mention of? We're looking at a game right now on NFL Network that was fun in some regards, especially when you looked at Joe Burrow and some of his starters were out there. Joe looked good. Yeah. I think he had all 10 passes. They left him in there.
I think he was like 9 to 10.
Eight to nine, 9 to 10. Yeah.
Two touchdowns. Yeah, he looked. They might be in the way.
That game was more of a, okay. it might be.
He there.
Because what did I say? I said, this is the first time the offense has been completely healthy, I think, in 3 years. You know, going into
Probably since ever, to be honest.
Yeah, and so I wanted to see it. We saw it, and the Bengals are going to be good.
Well, are they?
I think they're going to be good.
I think they're going to be in the way.
Yeah. That's the thing is, I think the offense is going to be good. The defense looked really bad. Mm-hmm. I mean, you had second and third, I think third team Eagles offense against first team Bengals mm-hmm. defense, and they're not, you know, they're getting moved.
Tanner McKee, baby.
Tanner McKee was good for
he
the
was
Eagles.
Really good.
Howie Roseman does it again. Because yes. Tanner McKee was good last year as well when they had to go to him for a short period of time. But, yeah, the Bengals, that remains the question for me. Can that defense do anything? And, I mean, again, very, very, very preliminary, early one preseason game. But that defense did not look good. And you should be good in a situation where you are two lines above. Like, when you got your first line, they got their third line, and you're getting beat.
Yeah. How about on the other side of the ball? Kenyon Green.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So in what is the weirdest day, Houston sports wise? Obviously, we mentioned Jimmy Ward was arrested again. It was a violation of his bond, consuming alcohol. So thankfully, not an additional thing, but still not necessarily going to go well. Especially as Figgy mentioned, Montgomery County is not they don't take kindly to those types of violations.
They had no nonsense type of crowd.
So
and
you have that
got insight on the judge too.
Yeah. Like, we might need to examine that. CJ Gardner-Johnson obviously was the big news. He gets injured. The man who he was traded for, Kenyon Green, leaves the game with an injury as well. Like, what kind of what kind of bad juju was out there yesterday?
He just can't win. Yeah, he just can't win. It doesn't bother us. But
I was going to say, the question is, who won the trade?
He was called for holding as well in that game.
Yeah. Really? Okay, so we won it.
Just off of that.
Just off of that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, as of right now, no ACL tear for CJ Gardner-Johnson. That is something we hold on to. Another big-time loss for, I guess, a team. I do wonder where you thought the Chargers, what their ultimate, you know, kind of ceiling might have been on this year. Because the AFC is, you know, chock full of teams and teams that are trying to push up into that level. I imagine the Chargers are one of them, or maybe were one of them, with the news that their newly highest paid offensive lineman in the league, Rashawn Slater, Will now miss the entirety of the season with a patellar tendon rupture. Mm-hmm. So they're missing a big time offensive tackle that's supposed to keep Justin Herbert upright.
Yeah, absolutely one of the potentially worst things that they could have had. And as far as the Chargers, I don't know on the Chargers. I don't think anybody does. They're the Chargers. You know, they'll figure out a way to spit the bit, and yet I think they've done some really good things. Obviously, you know, Harbaugh and company have done some really good things. I don't know about that. That's one, like, it's going to be a true, let's wait 4 or 5 weeks into the regular season before we think of anything. And even then, let's wait for the playoffs to see if they can do anything.
You know? But, I mean, that's a huge, huge loss for a team. Again, and I mean, in a way, if you choose to view it this way, which I can understand why you wouldn't, that's a game for the Texans. That's another team that, I mean, even if they are going to be some level of good, yes, Rashawn Slater makes a huge difference in the way that you play this game, and that's going to hurt their ultimate, like, how far or how high in the AFC they can be. So that AFC West is a monster. Mm-hmm. Like,
that's the other thing.
I'm not saying that this is absolutely what will happen, but this could easily be the thing that takes them from, they could possibly try and steal that division from the Chiefs to, mm-hmm, yeah, maybe you might be sitting amongst the basement of that division, which that is a really rough feel this early in the season.
Yeah, no. And so of all the things that they didn't need, it was that because of Herbert.
Yeah, what shows up on their depth chart is Trey Pipkins III as a backup. And
Trey.
Do you recall seeing Trey Pipkins?
No, I don't.
I do.
You do?
Not what you want is what I will say. Yeah. Not what you want, with all due respect to Trey Pipkins. Some other things around the NFL tonight. More football continues as we got four straight days. Yesterday was just a precursor of preseason football, and it continues tonight. We have, I believe, and let me make sure I'm right on this. Yeah, we got the Browns tonight. Mm-hmm. We got three more, in fact, tonight. And all of them start at the same time, two of them start at the same time. You got Lions and Falcons, and then you got Browns Panthers, and the Browns game is really interesting. Obviously, we know Shedeur Sanders, mm-hmm, is going for the Browns, and I imagine he gets probably like three quarters of burn here because they signed
that much.
They signed Snoop Huntley. I think that those are the only two guys.
Yeah. Everybody else is they holding back.
And you're not trying to figure out nothing about no Snoop Huntley.
No.
So I think that this is a great opportunity to actually give, you know, Shedeur Sanders burn. I think that might be the more interesting of the two games, just because there's been so much talk about Shedeur. He was a dude who still needed some development coming, mm-hmm, out of Colorado anyways, and he hasn't gotten a ton of burn in camp. I think that this is going to be where a lot of people's attentions are.
Yeah, well, for sure. But he's going to be drawing up plays. He's going to be drawing up plays in the huddle, like, you know, street football. Like, okay, you go here, you block him. Because he hadn't even really had a chance. At three quarters?
Are you one of those people that agrees with, like, a Lewis Riddick or the number of people that have said he's being fed to the wolves in the way that they're handling this?
I kind of do. Maybe it's unfair. But you can't deny that other quarterbacks have gotten the reps. And you know how I feel about reps in training camp. I've made it very, very clear. This isn't the old days, man. They're very restricted. They're very precious, and he hadn't gotten them.
I'm kind of curious because a lot of their QBs are hurt or not playing. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if everybody was healthy, how much time will he get?
That's a great question. Mm-hmm.
Because if Kenny Pickett was healthy, he'll probably be playing. Dylan Gabriel will probably be playing. So I'm wondering, because I understand getting fed to the wolves, but who else you going to throw out there?
No, I mean, they have to do that here. I mean, that's kind of how this works. I think the fed to the wolves was more about, if you understand you got these injuries, give him more burn leading up to this preseason game, so that he has more opportunity with some ones or whatever. But I think the question that you asked when it comes to the Browns and their depth chart, Joe Flacco doesn't play. The other two get probably like first and second, and then here comes Shedeur Sanders with a majority of the third, or maybe like half of the third, and finish it out with the last
what's gonna happen,
of
you?
The guys.
You know what's going to happen, don't you? This would be the most Browns thing ever.
He's going to ball out?
Everybody's talking about, like, oh, they're setting him up. Oh, he hasn't had any reps. He's going to play three quarters, feeding him to the wolves. Dude's going to go 21 for 23 for 208 yards and three touchdowns and a touchdown running. And everybody's going to go, oh, wow, now what?
That would probably be the worst thing for that to happen, because now it's like, do you play him?
Now what
do you do?
Yeah.
Well, and, I mean, and then that's more pressure to play him and potentially start him.
The only thing I'm confident is unless they're forced to, the Browns will make the wrong decision because that's how they operate.
Yep.
Let's be completely honest. From the 281, as a CDL holder, Figgy offended me. That's fair. That is fair. But you know, it's a good. It's, the reason why he said that is that's a good way to earn money, man.
Yeah.
It's a good way to earn money.
I probably should say you should rap. Maybe go on and start this rap career.
Please don't do that. Don't subject us to that. We don't need that. All right. And real quick before we go, remember the Jaguars are playing on Saturday. Obviously, your Texans are at 3. Kind of a great spot. Like, as much as you can view it through this lens on a in preseason, an island game of sorts, 3 p.m. Versus the Vikings. Obviously, we know how that one's going to go, and we'll talk more about that one. More about that. Noon is when you get pregame started here with Sean and Seth. But before that, you have the Giants-Bills game at noon, but then the Jaguars-Steelers is amongst a lot of games at 6 p.m., and we will see Travis Hunter go both ways in this. So we get our first taste of what that experiment looks like and how well he handles it. I do wonder, though, do you think that they do the thing where they try and soft-pedal him into the two ways where he'll play offense more with, like, the first team, and then he comes in later with the second team and plays just defense? Or do you think they're going to try and figure out the logistics of him going on both sides?
No, I absolutely think he's going to play, like, maybe a quarter, and he's going to go offense, and then he's going to go – because this is practice. Yeah. I mean, this is you're getting ready for the regular season. So, like, to play him in the first quarter offense and then maybe the second quarter defense, that doesn't make any sense. They're really, by the way, if you didn't think it was, they're really going to do this. He's really going to do this.
So he going to jump off the field at the third down and then get ready to go back out on defense the very next.
Well, the way I think it's going to play out, just my opinion, is maybe, you know, 90 to 100% of the snaps on offense and then pick your spots on defense, like, you know, second and long, third and long, things like that. But I think that's how they're going to do it in the regular season, too.
Well, if you ask the quarterback of that team, Trevor Lawrence, apparently he wants Travis Hunter on offense more.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
I mean,
come on, man. You already got Brian Thomas.
I imagine that's why. Like, if you end up in a place where I got two dudes, especially if Travis Hunter continues to refine his game and ends up being what could possibly be like a Pro Bowl caliber wide receiver, then look at the pairing that you have. There's not a lot of teams that have pairings like that. You end up in a significant better place for a quarterback who has been longing for that type of pass catching catching room.
It's one football, Lawrence. Damn.
Yeah. All right. And of course, before we go, I got to give you what I know you're always looking for, the latest of your top 100 on the NFL top 100 ads voted by the players. We mentioned the last Texan to show up was 46, Will Anderson Jr. Deion Dawkins shows up at number 42, the tackle for the Bills. And then at 41, wide receiver for the Rams, who actually is down 8 spots from last year, Puka Nacua. Thoughts?
Well, Nico's up there.
Oh, yeah. Nico's a order of magnitude better than Puka Nacua.
Yeah. It might not be so much because, Puka Nacua to me is still, very, very top-notch, obviously. I think it's more like there are more people that just jumped him. It's not like, this is an insult or anything for Nacua. It's like there are more people that have jumped into the top 39 or 40 or whatever.
Yeah. He only played 11 games last year, which I imagine factored into some of it. But, no, I think he's probably still in a pretty good place.
Yeah.
And we'll continue to see how it unfurls. No love for Deion Dawkins, nothing?
Not really.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
All right, excellent. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us as we're getting ready for another Texan season. It starts with preseason game number 1 tomorrow, as I mentioned, 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 610. Shout out to Seth Payne, who was obviously along with Sean out of West Virginia. And the final interview that Seth got was a fantastic 20-minute conversation with D'Amico Ryans. Within that, D'Amico kind of highlighted how they try and grow their players, how they kind of focus in on one growth point. And so I kind of wanted us to do a little of an experiment. What would be the one growth point for these various Texans going into the 2025 season? 713-572-4610. Let's work through that next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.